Chapter 4. Hard than another, that one object was the welfare and advantage of the United Metropolitan Improved Hot Muffin and Crumpet Baking and Punctual Delivery Company. Meanwhile, and pending the arrangement of the proceedings, and a fair division of the speechifying, the public in the large room were eyeing, by turns, the empty platform, and the ladies in the music gallery. In these amusements the greater portion of them had been occupied for a couple of hours before, and as the most agreeable diversions pall upon the taste on a too protracted enjoyment of them, the sterner spirits now began to hammer the floor with their boot heels, and to express their dissatisfaction by various hoots and cries. These vocal exertions, emanating from the people who had been there longest, naturally proceeded from those who were nearest to the platform, and furthest from the policemen in attendance, who having no great mind to fight their way through the crowd, but entertaining nevertheless a praiseworthy desire to do something to quell the disturbance, immediately began to drag forth, by the coattails and collars, all the quiet people near the door, at the same time dealing out various smart and tingling blows with their truncheons, after the manner of that ingenious actor, Mr. Punch, whose brilliant example, both in the fashion of his weapons and their use, this branch of the executive occasionally follows. Several very exciting skirmishes were in progress, when a loud shout attracted the attention even of the belligerents, and then there poured onto the platform, from a door at the side, a long line of gentlemen with their hats off, all looking behind them, and uttering vociferous cheers, the cause whereof was sufficiently explained, when Sir Matthew Pupker and the two other real members of Parliament came to the front, amidst deafening shouts, and testified to each other in dumb motions, that they had never seen such a glorious sight as that, in the whole course of their public career. At length, and at last, the assembly left off shouting, but Sir Matthew Pupker being voted into the chair, they underwent a relapse which lasted 5 minutes. This over, Sir Matthew Pupker went on to say what must be his feelings on that great occasion, and what must be that occasion in the eyes of the world, and what must be the intelligence of his fellow countrymen before him, and what must be the wealth and respectability of his honorable friends behind him, and lastly, what must be the importance to the wealth, the happiness, the comfort, the liberty, the very existence of a free and great people, of such an institution as the United Metropolitan Improved Hot Muffin and Crumpet Baking and Punctual Delivery Company. Mr. Bonney then presented himself to move the first resolution, and having run his right hand through his hair, and planted his left, in an easy manner, in his ribs, he consigned his hat to the care of the gentleman with the double chin, who acted as a species of bottle holder to the orators generally, and said he would read to them the first resolution, that this meeting views with alarm and apprehension the existing state of the muffin trade in this metropolis and its neighborhood, that it considers the muffin boys, as at present constituted, wholly under serving the confidence of the public, and that it deems the whole muffin system alike prejudicial to the health and morals of the people, and subversive of the best interests of a great commercial and mercantile community. Apostrophe The honorable gentleman made a speech which drew tears from the eyes of the ladies, and awakened the liveliest emotions in every individual present. He had visited the houses of the poor in the various districts of London, and had found them destitute of the slightest vestige of a muffin, which there appeared to much reason to believe some of these indigent persons did not taste from year's end to year's end. He had found that among muffin sellers there existed drunkenness, debauchery, and profligacy, which he attributed to the debasing nature of their employment, as at present exercised. He had found the same vices among the poorer class of people who ought to be muffin consumers, and this he attributed to the despair engendered by their being placed beyond the reach of that nutritious article, which drove them to seek a false stimulant in intoxicating liquors. He would undertake to prove before a committee of the House of Commons that there existed a combination to keep up the price of muffins, and to give the bellman a monopoly. He would prove it by bellman at the bar of that house, and he would also prove that these men corresponded with each other by secret words and signs as Snooks, apostrophe Walker, Ferguson, Ismurphy Wright, apostrophe and many others. It was this melancholy state of things that the company proposed to correct. Firstly, by prohibiting, under heavy penalties, all private muffin trading of every description. Secondly, by themselves supplying the public generally, and the poor at their own homes, with muffins of first quality at reduced prices. It was with this object that a bill had been introduced into Parliament by their patriotic chairman Sir Matthew Pupker. It was this bill that they had met to support. It was the supporters of this bill who would confer undying brightness and splendor upon England, under the name of the United Metropolitan Improved Hot Muffin and Crumpet Baking and Punctual Delivery Company. He would add, with a capital of 5 millions, in 500,000 shares of £10 each. Mr. Ralph Nickleby seconded the resolution, and another gentleman having moved that it be amended by the insertion of the words and crumpet after the word muffin, apostrophe whenever it occurred, it was carried triumphantly. Only one man in the crowd cried no, apostrophe, and he was promptly taken into custody and straightway borne off. The second resolution, which recognized the expediency of immediately abolishing all muffin or crumpet sellers, all traders in muffins or crumpets, of whatsoever description, whether male or female, boys or men, ringing handbells or otherwise, apostrophe, was moved by a grievous gentleman of semi-clerical appearance, who went at once into such deep pathetics, that he knocked the first speaker clean out of the course in no time. You might have heard a pin fall a pin, a feather, as he described the cruelties inflicted on muffin boys by their masters, which he very wisely urged were in themselves a sufficient reason for the establishment of that inestimable company. It seemed that the unhappy youths were nightly turned out into the wet streets at the most inclement periods of the year, to wander about, in darkness and rain, or it might be hail or snow, for hours together, without shelter, food, or warmth. And let the public never forget upon the latter point, that while the muffins were provided with warm clothing and blankets, the boys were wholly unprovided for, and left to their own miserable resources. Shame. The honorable gentleman related one case of a muffin boy, who having been exposed to this inhuman and barbarous system for no less than 5 years, at length fell a victim to a cold in the head, beneath which he gradually sunk until he fell into a perspiration and recovered. This he could vouch for, on his own authority, but he had heard, and he had no reason to doubt the fact, of a still more heart-rending and appalling circumstance. He had heard of the case of an orphan muffin boy, who, having been run over by a hackney carriage, had been removed to the hospital, had undergone the amputation of his leg below the knee, and was now actually pursuing his occupation on crutches. Fountain of justice, were these things to last? This was the department of the subject that took the meeting, and this was the style of speaking to enlist their sympathies. The men shouted, the ladies wept into their pocket handkerchiefs till they were moist, and waved them till they were dry. The excitement was tremendous, and Mr. Nickleby whispered his friend that the shares were thenceforth at a premium of 25%. The resolution was, of course, carried with loud acclamations, every man holding up both hands in favor of it, as he would in his enthusiasm have held up both legs also, if he could have conveniently accomplished it. This done, the draft of the proposed petition was read at length. And the petition said, as all petitions do say, that the petitioners were very humble, and the petition very honorable, and the object very virtuous. Therefore, said the petition, the bill ought to be passed into a law at once, to the everlasting honor and glory of that most honorable and glorious Commons of England in Parliament assembled. Then, the gentleman who had been at Crockford's all night, and who looked something the worse about the eyes in consequence, came forward to tell his fellow countrymen what a speech he meant to make in favor of that petition, whenever it should be presented, and how desperately he meant to taunt the Parliament if they rejected the bill, and to inform them also that he regretted his honorable friends had not inserted a clause rendering the purchase of muffins and crumpets compulsory upon all classes of the community, which he opposing all half measures, and preferring to go the extreme animal pledged himself to propose and divide upon, in committee. After announcing this determination, the honorable gentleman grew jocular, and as patent boots, lemon-colored kid gloves, and a fur coat collar assist jokes materially, there was immense laughter and much cheering, and moreover such a brilliant display of ladies' pocket handkerchiefs, as threw the grievous gentleman quite into the shade. And when the petition had been read, and was about to be adopted, there came forward the Irish member who was a young gentleman of ardent temperament, with such a speech as only an Irish member can make, breathing the true soul and spirit of poetry, and poured forth with such fervor that it made one warm to look at him, in the course whereof he told them how he would demand the extension of that great boon to his native country, how he would claim for her equal rights in the muffin laws as in all other laws, and how he yet hoped to see the day when crumpets should be toasted in her lowly cabins, and muffin bells should ring in her rich green valleys. And, after him, came the Scotch member, with various pleasant allusions to the probable amount of profits, which increased the good humor that the poetry had awakened. And all the speeches put together did exactly what they were intended to do, and established in the hearers' minds that there was no speculation so promising, or at the same time so praiseworthy, as the United Metropolitan Improved Hot Muffin and Crumpet Baking and Punctual Delivery Company. So, the petition in favor of the bill was agreed upon, and the meeting adjourned with acclamations, and Mr. Nickleby and the other directors went to the office to lunch, as they did every day at 1:30, and to remunerate themselves for which trouble, as the company was yet in its infancy, they only charged 3 guineas each man for every such attendance. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.